Beacon of guidance.
When hearts were lost in darkest skies.
When hearts were lost in darkest skies.
The beacon of guidance did rise.
Beacon of guidance.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya wal Mursaleen. Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad. وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله مرحبا أهلا وسهلا بكم to one and all. Once again, you are watching the program called The Beacon of Guidance. It is the month of Rabi'ul Akhir, and we are speaking and discussing the blessed biography and life of Sultanul Baghdad, the peer of all peers, the mentor of all mentors, the leader of all leaders, the Sultan, and the leader of the Awliya, Sheikh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani, Quddisa Sirruhu al-Nurani. Subhanallah, yes dear viewers of Madini channel, Subhanallah, our Ghawsul Azam Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali was an accomplished saint and scholar. In fact, he is the imam and the leader of them, ya Sayyidi. Subhanallah. Rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali was the foremost religious authority, public speaker, caller to Islam, and a counselor of his time, subhanallah. His blessed speeches and bayans, filled with wisdom derived from Quran and Hadith, left indelible effects upon the listeners and change the lives of people completely. Subhanallah. This is Abu Ghawsi Azam Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. And the result of this was such that many accepted Islam or repented from their sins and began performing good deeds, dear viewers. His gathering sometimes reached 70,000 attentive listeners. Allahu Akbar. So subhanallah, through his public speeches, how he rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali transformed and changed the lives of others. They would adhere to his command. Firstly, the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala he contains, dear viewers, is beyond our imagination. The strength of his iman, his istiqama and steadfastness upon the sharia, all these are the effects due to which subhanallah his bayanat, his words of wisdom would have an effect on the hearts of others. From his teachings and from his sayings, these are the summaries and the conclusion of many of his teachings, dear viewers, which I will summarize today, inshallah, azza wa jalla. Subhanallah. And various aspects of Islam with regards to how a person should adopt the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how we should not depend on other people, how we should place our trust and reliance upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ghawsul Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali guided people about jealousy, the effects of jealousy. He rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali guided people on supplications, on du'as, as to how a person can obtain blessings, how he should beg from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. From all his books, dear viewers of Madini channel, which are masterpieces, we should refer to those books, we should learn from them what are the teachings of Ghawsul Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali. His karamat are innumerable, famous. Subhanallah. There is no count to his karamat, in fact. And yet, this is what public mainly knows. These are the things that we mainly place our interest upon. But subhanallah, if you focus for a little while just upon his teachings alone, subhanallah, your heart will be illuminated with his teachings. Subhanallah, Ghawsul Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali announced, when you obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon his command, avoid what he forbid and accept what he decreed, he shall save you from evil and increase his bestowal of goodness upon you. Subhanallah. Ghawsul Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali then further explained, subhanallah, dear viewers, obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala day and night. If you do such, you will find a crown of honor and esteem upon your head. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And in the book called Tabaqatul Kubra, Imam Abdul Wahhab Shirani rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali narrates the statement of the Shaykh, and he says, in the early days, Ghawsul Azam mentioned, I encountered a vast spectrum of difficulties and trials. When they became abundant, I lay upon the floor in a helpless state and began reciting this verse of the Holy Quran. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Fa inna ma'al usri yusra, inna ma'al usri yusra. So indeed, there is ease with hardships. Surely there is ease with hardships. Allahu Akbar. He says, by reciting these verses, all my difficulties and adversities were rendered easy for me. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So four quotes of Ghawsul Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala, which are very famous. He says, number one, O slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do not become fearless of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Instead, take it as a must to fear Him. If Allah Azza wa Jalla had not created heaven and hell, even then He was still His right to be feared and hoped from. Allahu Akbar. Ghawsul Azam says, obey Him, act upon His orders, and avoid what He had forbid. Repent to Him and humble yourself extensively before Him. When you repent to Him wholeheartedly and become consistent in performing good and virtuous deeds, He shall grant you goodness. Subhanallah, subhanallah. This is how He motivated the evildoers. This is how He made people repent. He instilled and infused in them the love and the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, dear viewers. Allahu Akbar. Think deeply. Ghawsul Azam says, think deeply. When it is impossible to acquire the bounties of this temporal world without hard work, then how can you possibly attain that which is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without any effort? Yani referring to the everlasting bounties. Subhanallah. So here the Shaykh gives the example of a person who wants to go to Jannah, who wants to go to paradise, but does not perform good deeds. So advising us against this, Ghawsul Azam tells us to worship Allah Azza wa Jalla and not to disobey Him. When we cannot attain something of the dunya and a person has to put so much of efforts, such as buying a car, building a home, there's efforts behind this. When something of this temporal world cannot come without any efforts, how did you and I put our hopes upon Allah Azza wa Jalla without making koshish, without struggling and thriving in this path, dear viewers? How can we push and want to attain Jannah without putting any efforts towards it? Ghawsul Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala changed the minds of the wrongdoers and the evildoers through this. He says, O slaves of Allah Azza wa Jal, extinguish the lamp of your hopes, fold away your shawl of selfishness, perform prayer as though you are about to leave this world. He says, it does not befit a believer for them to sleep without a written will at their bedside. Allahu Akbar. Now this will make a person consider that this is his last night. Mujhe kal subah main nahi uth paunga. Mujhe nahi pata. Main uth paunga ki nahi uth paunga. Whether I will wake up or not. So when he sleeps with the will at his headside, he will consider this to be his last night. He says, your eating, your living, your family interactions, your meeting with friends should all be done as though you are soon to depart from this world. He whose lifespan and every affair is under the control of another should live in this way. Yani if it is in the control of Allah, then why do we act like bosses? Why do we act as if without our existence, this world would have not continued? Allahu Akbar. This is the teachings of Ghawsul Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala ali. And the fourth famous quote of Ghawsul Azam is, how to fight the nafs, how to fight the carnal desires, how to oppose the nafs. Ghawsul Azam says, the self only encourages you to do evil. And this is the nature. It takes a lengthy period to rectify the nafs. One must always strive against it. Oppose your nafs. Address it and say your good actions will benefit you, whilst your evil will be your misfortune. Allahu Akbar. Ghawsul Azam says, nobody will help you or apportion some of their good deeds to you. This makes it critically important to perform virtuous good deeds and strive against the self, strive against the nafs, fight and oppose the nafs. He says, your friend is he who stops you from falling into evil, and your enemy is he who misguides you. Until the self is cleansed from the filth and impure desires, it will not draw close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Ghawsul Azam says, uproot its hopes and desires, and it will become subservient to you. Your nafs will not then suggest evil to you. It will rather become subservient to you if you uproot its hopes and its desires. Subhanallah. Subhanallah, subhanallah. O devotees, O ushaq and lovers and followers and murideens of Ghawsul Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, the crown of all saints. Ghawsul Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala ali has transformed the lives of countless people. Thousands of non-Muslims accepted Islam due to them. So subhanallah, we want to also follow the footsteps and the teachings of Ghawsul Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala ali. We have his daman in our hands. We love him dearly. We visit his shrine yearly. Thousands of rands and dollars and pounds are spent to visit his shrine, to spend days and moments at his bargah. What's the purpose that we express our love and we celebrate his urus and we take his name day and night in our homes? We express what type of lovers we are and how great lovers we are. But we cannot even adhere to the simple teachings of Ghawsul Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala. How profound and how deep are they, dear viewers? Look at jealousy. Do you even know the effect of jealousy? How jealousy could uproot you and would cause for all your actions to be null and void? Do you know the power and the strength of jealousy, and yet we make nothing of it? Before we even understand jealousy, let's understand the definition of jealousy itself. In Fatawa Rizviya Sharif, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala had said, wanting a blessing to be taken away from another is jealousy. So somebody has a blessing and you desire for it to be taken away. You desire for this to be taken away. This is known as jealousy. For example, a person you know is famous, and one person hates the fact that he has this fame and name for himself, and he wishes that this fame and name must be taken away. You're jealousy here. The same applies when you're seeing a rich person. Some become jealous and long for their money to go away. These are all forms of jealousy, dear viewers of Madani Channel. And there are many scenarios to give you this example. For example, one may become jealous of a person's beautiful voice and you hope that, you know, his throat begins hurting or for the voice to be taken away. It is jealousy. Allahu Akbar. Likewise, somebody is intelligent and you want the ability of their brains to be taken away, their thinking capacity, the intelligence must be taken away. This is jealousy. So we should not have jealousy. And Ghawsul Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, our spiritual guide, Allahu Akbar, he rahmatullahi ta'ala ali had said, "O my people, save yourselves from jealousy, as it is an exceedingly bad and evil friend." He says, jealousy is the characteristic that destroyed shaitan, distant from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy, and made him bound for hellfire. He says, jealousy alone is what made shaitan accursed in the eyes of the prophets, the angels, and the entire creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How can somebody with common sense ever be jealous? Why are you jealous of the wealth and the luxuries and the comfort of others? He says, do such people not know what Allah Kareem had stated in the Holy Quran Pak? Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. أَمْ يَحْسُدُونَ النَّاسَ عَلَى مَا آتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ. Rather, they are jealous of the people due to that which Allah granted them from His grace. Allahu Akbar. Yani, it is clear, dear viewers, that Allah Azza wa Jalla alone gives to everybody. So a jealous person should think how being jealous of what Allah Azza wa Jalla gave to somebody is to object to His apportioning. If you're jealous at someone's car he's driving, you are jealous of Allah's apportioning. Allah apportioned that for him. Where he lives, how he lives, what he drives, what he wears, how much he owns. Allah has apportioned this rizq and rosy and bounties and blessings from his treasures for that person. So becoming jealous at the next person's wealth and his progress is to be jealous of Allah's apportioning, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala ali then narrated this beautiful hadith. He says, our Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam declared, jealousy consumes good deeds the way fire consumes dry wood. Think for a moment that Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala ali warned us. He says, my son, practicing scholars have gave a very just explanation of jealousy. They tell us of how it begins with a person's friend, which leads to the jealous individual ruining their lives, the lives of their friends. Ek dost ke zariye se ek dusre dost ki zindagi kis tarah tabah aur barbad ho sakti hai. A jealous person raises objections at Allah's actions, what He created, why He created, and His divine distribution. In tarah ke sawalat ek dost paida karta hai. Why did Allah grant him this? Why has Allah created that? Why did Allah make somebody rich and somebody poor? Allahu Akbar. Ghawsul Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala says that why did Allah give this to that person? Why did He make him so beautiful? So all of this is from a person who is jealous, and he is your friend at times. And shaitan uses him as an instrument, as a tool to enter jealousy into your heart as well. Allah Kareem hame is hasad se bachaye. Allah Kareem hame is bala se bachaye. Allahu Akbar. Ghawsul Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala also said, O believers,
Why do I see you jealous regarding that which Allah Azza wa Jalla has granted your neighbor? Huh? Your parosi, your neighbor. Why do I find you to be jealous of what Allah has granted to your neighbors in terms of their food, clothing, marriage, home and wealth? He says, this is Allah's divine distribution. Are you not aware? Jealousy will weaken your iman, your faith, debase you before Allah Almighty and lead Him to be displeased with you. This would lead Allah Azza wa Jalla to become displeased and unhappy with you. Have you not heard the hadith, say Qudsi? Allah Almighty says, Al-hasidu aduvun li ni'mati. A jealous person is the enemy of my bounty. Allah Himself had said this. A jealous person is the enemy of my bounty. The bounty and the blessings and the things which Allah bestows upon a person. What is Hadith Qudsi? Hadith Qudsi is the sayings of Allah which the beloved Rasul has conveyed to us in his words, subhanallah. So in this narration, neighbors were mentioned specifically because of these matters, dear viewers of Madinah channel. Rasul Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala said, O pitiful person, who are you jealous of? Who are you jealous of? Are you jealous of what others have been a portion of their destiny? Well, if this is the case, you envy the destiny granted to them by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah Himself mentioned this in the Holy Quran Park. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. نَحْنُ قَسَمْنَا بَيْنَهُمْ مَعِيشَتَهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. We have distributed their sustenance between them in the life of this world. Ghawsul Azam is saying, Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, that by objecting to what your neighbor has, to become jealous of what Allah has given to the next person, you are actually becoming jealous of what Allah has apportioned for him. You have exceeded limits if you do this. And who could be more naive than you? Huh? If you will become jealous of others of what they have, you show ignorance, as Allah Azza wa Jalla has not given you portion of anyone else, nor will anyone partake in that which Allah has bestowed upon you, dear viewers. So, this is the tricks of shaitan. Don't fall for the tricks of the devil, dear viewers of Madinah channel. Rasul Azam says, all shall receive what they are given. Your share will not be taken away. So why do you burn in jealousy at what others have been bestowed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Why do you object to this? So do not become jealous. Do not envy what others have been bestowed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasul Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala ali once admonished the people. He said, oh ignorant person, soon you will see how lengthy the accountability of your neighbor will be on the day of judgment. Due to the bounties and the positions and the status which Allah Kareem has granted to a person. If these bounties led to them disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yani not fulfilling his rights of paying zakat, performing salah, so on and so forth, via adhering to his commands and not asking for his help for them to worship Allah Azza wa Jalla. If these bounties and ni'mat became obstacles on their path, due to accumulating the wealth and amassing the wealth, they did not perform salah, did not pay their zakat, they hurt people in return, then on the day of judgment, they will wish to have not even attained an atom's worth of these bounties, or not even seen these bounties in the dunya. They would have wished, kaash humne in ni'maton ko dekha bhi na hota, humko mila na hota. Because why? That's how stiff and how difficult and hard the accountability will be on the day of judgment, dear viewers. When the afflicted are granted reward on the day of judgment, when the sabireen, when those who had patience over difficulties will be rewarded on the day of judgment, those who lived comfortably will lament and wish their skins were cut with scissors in the dunya. Allahu Akbar. Our spiritual guide, the peer of all peers, Ghawsul Azam Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala, declared, your neighbor, Allahu Akbar, will stand tomorrow on the day of judgment for 50,000 years and give accountability in the blazing heat of the sun. When this happens, then they will wish they had your humble abode in the dunya. They will wish, kaash hamare paas itna paisa na hota, itne daulat na hoti. We wish we were poorer in the dunya so that we don't have to stand here for 50,000 years under the heat of the sun, accounting for the blessings Allah had given us in the dunya. Your rich neighbor would have wished that he was in your abode. He had your position in the dunya. Your neighbor enjoyed their bounties and extensively utilized them. whilst you were patient and content with the divine decree by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy, on that day you will be separated from your neighbor and you will be shaded by the arsh, eating, enjoying the blessings and in bliss. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Your neighbor will be facing that stiff and severe accountability. So we are the devotees of Ghusul Azam. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, we should all be content with what Allah Kareem has given us. Take this advice of Ghusul Azam. Subhanallah. If a poor individual is patient, he will outstrip the wealthy in excellence. Poor individuals, actually, according to the hadith, will enter paradise 500 years before the rich. Ay, hay, hay. Whilst they will be in the midst of accountability, you will be entering Jannah. 500 years before the rich, the poor will enter paradise. But the poor do not have money and thus avoid the resultant accountability that comes with it. Yet this only applies to those of them who are patient, who have sabr, who have perseverance. But if they are irritated, if they are jealous of the rich, and they are burning in this hasad and jealousy due to the lack of wealth, then they will not acquire this excellence which have been mentioned in the hadith. But if you were patient, if you had sabr, and you never wished for other person's wealth to become your wealth, rather you saw the rich and you said, Ya Allah, give him more, grant him even more than he has, then you will become of those who will attain this excellence, dear viewers of Madani channel. We find the Shaykh warning us. Ghusul Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala says, O slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, be wholeheartedly content with what Allah Kareem has ordained for you. If he made you poor and others rich, if he decided you will be unwell whilst others enjoy good health, if he distanced severe worry for you and ease for others, your patience upon all of this would lead to untold bounties for you beneath the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can't even imagine what you will then gain, providing that you have patience and sabr. May Allah Kareem make you and I and all of us from those who express gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his bounties, especially when we are struck with calamities. At that moment, if you don't have something that you really desired, think of what you do have currently. Do not make nashukri to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar, as Allah Kareem states in the Holy Quran, وَأُفَوِّضُ أَمْرِي إِلَى اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَصِيرٌ بِالْعِبَادِ. I defer my affairs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I entrust Allah with my matters. Surely Allah sees the people. So entrust your matters and your affairs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You do your best, plan the best, and leave the results of this to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether you get something in return or whether you get nothing, it is His apportioning, it is His distribution of ni'mah and bounties, dear viewers. These are the pure teachings of the Quran and Hadith from the saintly tongue of Ghusul Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Another beautiful teaching of Ghusul Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, the attractions and comforts of this world are nothing but deception. Consider this as deception, dear viewers. He says, whoever attained them was tricked and fell into negligence. When you see the world in the hands of the worldly, replete with all its evil, distant yourself from them as you would if you saw a man answering the call of nature. Allahu Akbar. The way you cover your nose from the resulting foul smell, cover it from the dunya as well. The way you avert your gaze from them, turn away from the world as well. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also instructed his beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam not to look towards these things with longing. Don't hope for the dunya. The dunya is to come to an end. And Allah Kareem states in the Holy Quran, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim,
وَلَا تَمُدَّنَّ عَيْنَيْكَ إِلَى مَا مَتَّعْنَا بِهِ أَزْوَاجًا مِّنْهُمْ زَهَرَةَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا لِنَفْتِنَهُمْ فِيهِ وَرِزْقُ رَبِّكَ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى.
Subhanallah. So once again, we have got directions from the Quran Pak as well, that when you see the wealth of others, become happy and be certain that Allah Kareem is testing that person with hunger, with wealth, either by giving, either by taking it away, with fear, either by giving it to you or removing it away. In all circumstances, we should be fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah Kareem grant us tawfiq and ability to practice upon these beautiful teachings of the Shaykh of his time, Ghusul Azam Abdul Qadir al-Jilani, Quddisa sirruhu nurani. Subhanallah. May Allah Kareem grant us tawfiq to practice upon these sayings and grant us His proximity and closeness. Until the next episode, dear viewers, keep reciting durood and salawat upon the most exalted creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam.
Beacon of guidance, when hearts were lost in darkest skies, when hearts were lost in darkest skies, the beacon of guidance did rise. Beacon of guidance.